This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, to great radio stations all across the GCN Live Radio Network, as well as USA Radio, selected Salem Media Group stations, and some of the best independent stations around the country, and some of the biggest markets in the country. And we thank you so very much for tuning in and listening to us opine and render the news according to a fair and an equal process, because the news stories that we put out there, we can tell you where they came from. Go look them up for yourself. You don't believe us. Now, we're heard around the world by the internet or the satellite, whichever the choice may be, as well as a great big special shout goes out first to our active duty military, second to our veterans, our EMS and our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. By the way, we emphasize and we point out our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women that are going coast-to-coast, border-to-border, bringing all the products that come to our stores for our consumption. It doesn't come by Greyhound bus, doesn't come by plane, doesn't come by boat, doesn't come by train, comes by truck. Now, FedEx, UPS, bulk mail haulers out there, Felix and Company, as well as our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel so we can go where we need to go. And you can follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on Donald Trump's social media website, Truth Social. And we're on Twitter at Captain's America. And our website is simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Go over there, check it out, see all the different things that we have to offer over there, and check out our contributors, too. Like this guy that's been hanging on the telephone waiting for me to go, yay, well, here we go. A professor of politics out there in California, none other than Kyle Warren.
Well, good morning, Captain, and good morning to everybody. And we're going to do it again. Yippee-i-yo, Kyle Patty.
Oh, that's for your wife camping up there in the 60-degree weather.
That's right.
They might see a coyote. Oh, wait a minute. Where are they at? Up in the mountains?
No, they're near the coast. But they're having a great time. And it's going to be a little chilly, I think.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be something if they met up with a bear going the other way? Of course, not with them, but going away from them. We'd never hear the end of that, would we?
Yeah, that's right.
All right, let's say the pledge. Are you ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
We emphasize those two words under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, I think it's fair to assume that CNN has been taken off their game plan. What do you think?
Well, certainly, yeah. They've been trying to rebrand, rebuild, and regroup, but it's not really working too well.
And I think MSNBC is not far behind, correct?
MSNBC has a lot of its own issues. Exactly, yes.
When I hear Rachel Maddow trying to tell us that they are a news reporting agency trying to report the news accurately, I just choke.
Well, Rachel Maddow sort of got a little bit of retaliation coming at her a little bit, only because she said they didn't really want to carry President Trump's speech from Bedminster, New Jersey, because they don't want to put out false things or something like that, basically. And it's kind of like, well, but don't you remember all the COVID stuff you might have talked about? Or how about Russia? Stuff like that is, you know, I mean, this is just really rich. But again, Captain, I think part of it is they don't want to give Trump a platform, very much similar to CNN with the town hall, where he got so much viewership and so forth, got his message out. They don't want to be seen as helping. I think even Jake Tapper said, well, we don't need to see Trump right now, or don't show the supporters out there, or words to that effect. I'm just paraphrasing, because they all know that the images of Trump are very powerful. And what they want to do is they want the agenda to go to a particular way. They want to frame it a certain way.
Well, they got rid of Jeff Zucker, remember?
Right.
And I think the guy's name was that replaced him was Chris Licht. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah, he recently departed, yes.
Well, he recently departed because they weren't buying what he was selling. And what he was trying to sell was he was trying to correct the ratings, the credibility of CNN, and make them into a legitimate news reporting agency like they were when they first started, because they actually at one time did a fairly good job of reporting. They weren't an opinionated group. They were a factual news source. Now,
you know, yeah, I was just going to say, back in the day with Bernard Shaw,
yep.
I mean, that was some heavy-duty news that they did. Yeah.
Yep, and Bernard Shaw was a good one. Now, his decision to air a town hall event with Donald Trump as a Republican presidential candidate backfired on him. Can you believe that? We know why he did it. He did it for ratings, right?
Of course.
And they got ratings, right?
They did.
But his own people said, this is wrong. We can't do this. This is not good who we are, blah, 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 blah. There was such a revolt over it, they forced him out. Ooh. All right, hold that thought. And I got to say good morning to George, the Godfather. George is going to join us for lunch today. Folks down there in Bradenton at Mixon's Groveside Cafe. Can't wait to see George and get a full report on everything that went on down there in Miami. He was there. We'll be back.
Listen to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life
with. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
When it comes to gun shows, selection matters. Two Guys Gun Shows are known for the variety of new and used weapons. This Saturday at the Largo Event Center, browse 150 tables with the most modern firearms and gear. Two Guys also features private collections, embraces rare gun enthusiasts, and the show is in Pinellas County, so you save on the sales tax. And you can pick up your purchase in 3 days instead of eight. Come see me at Two Guys Gun Shows this Saturday at the Largo Event Center, just west of 19. Details at TwoGuysShows.com and tell them the captain sent you.
Now, you know, I love Two Guys Gun Shows. Guy and his wife and the crew and all the dealers and whatnot. I've developed quite a relationship with those guys over the past several years. And I've never been disappointed with the stuff that they bring forth for sale. Never. And neither is anybody I know. So if you're out and about, and even if you got some little ones that are either gun enthusiasts or maybe they want to be a hunter or they want to learn about the NRA or whatever, there's something for everyone, the whole family, including the girls, too, at Two Guys Gun Shows. You can go to the website, twoguysshows.com, twoguysshows.com, and don't forget you can print up your advance ticket right there off the website. Save yourself a little money, save yourself a little line, and boom, you got it. How about that? TwoGuysShows.com, Largo Event Center, Saturday and Sunday. I'll be there Saturday until noon. Doors open at 9 o'clock, but I'll be there till noon, and then I got to leave because I can't stay as long as I used to. However, you'll have a real treat. Jeff from Sarasota will be manning the booth until the end of the show on Saturday. How about that? Not bad, huh? You get a chance to meet one of the voices behind the scene. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, a couple of things that I've left dormant until now, because we're going to get into it. Number one, The Fed has decided to leave the rates steady, seeing two small hikes by the end of 2023. I'm going to have that discussion with Chris Markowski when he comes on here, let's see, in about an hour and 30 minutes, roughly. But what do you think about this? You're a businessman. I see this as a good sign.
Well, I think everybody's going to see it as a very welcome sign. You know, we just got the inflation report, the CPI, Consumer Price Index report. I'm thinking that, for lack of a better expression, there could have been a revolt out there in the business world if the Fed continued to raise rates. And as you indicated, Captain, the Fed is saying that they could see another couple of interest rate hikes before the end of the year. But right now, they're taking a more of a cautionary approach. They're wanting to see, they want to gather more information they're talking about before they might proceed. But inflation right now continues to be what they call sticky, and everybody knows it. If you've been to the grocery store or bought gasoline or bought anything right now in the last 24 hours, you know that inflation is still there. So it's a good sign, and, you know, because what happens, Captain, is you got people that they don't want to go out and get a new mortgage. They don't want to go buy a house. They don't want to, they can't really take money out of their house right now because of those higher interest rates, because they're happy with the rate they have because it's likely very low by comparison.
Well, you can borrow money if you want to pay the price and your credit's good.
Well, exactly right. But some people, they may want to refi and try to get a better payment or not have their payment jump like $1,000 or something. I'm just speculating here. But it's definitely something that needs, you know, if we had lower interest rates, I think you'd see people wanting to go out and do more commerce as opposed to right now where they're waiting to see, they're in a waiting pattern.
Okay. Now, folks, I want you to pay attention, stop what you're doing for a second, and just listen to what I'm about to read. Because once again, it vindicates the Trump administration and what they did, and it vindicates anybody that agreed that we were being duped and scooped and swapped and dropped by the Chinese and our own government when it came to coronavirus. Now, the Government Accountability Office uncovered that U.S. taxpayer funds, I'll repeat that, U.S. taxpayer funds went to the Chinese entities conducting coronavirus research before the COVID pandemic. Now, we are talking about the Wuhan lab, okay? Fauci, the jig is up. You've been nailed. Shut the hell up. I don't want to hear any more out of him about, well, you know, that's what a crocker, you know what. Wuhan lab scientists researching the coronavirus were the first ones to contract the COVID-19 report when it got out of the lab by their own people who had it and got it out and spread it amongst the public.
Well, Captain, it certainly does not appear at this point, again, according to the latest research on this, that it was a bat. So just cross the bat off the list. It wasn't a bat. But patient zero, plural, patients zero, this according to the New York Post, include Ben Hu, Ping Yu, and Yang Zhu. They were scientists researching the SARS-like virus at the institute there in Wuhan, and they evidently were the first ones to start contracting this. So again, this appears to have come out of a lab. Somehow it got out either through a person or through some other leak, for lack of a better expression. This was something that was being done. You mentioned the gain of function research. Yes, the United States evidently was providing funds for this. But this is where we should have had the truth from the very, very beginning. Just like Jack Nicholson said, you know, you can't handle the truth. Yes, we can handle the truth and should have been handling the truth and not this farcical story about a bat in a wet market with some virus that came jumped from animals to humans.
Right. And folks, I just can't emphasize enough. For anybody that bought the garbage that was being sold to them during the time, and a lot of people were scared to death, they didn't know what to do, so they just went along with the group. Oh, I got my shot. Oh, I got my shot. Oh, I got my shot. I got my booster. I got my booster. That's all I heard. That's all I heard. And I finally got to the point to where I had my two original shots that you were supposed, that you were recommended to have. Even my doctor said that. And then it came time for the booster, and I got one. And then they said, well, you need another one. I says, wait a minute. I've already had this damn thing. What the hell do I need another one for? So I said, screw it. And I've been fine ever since, and I still have the antibodies.
Well, you know, Captain, one size doesn't fit all. That's for sure. But certainly the virus that they were working on, the enhancement or the manipulation, whatever you want to call it, that was incredibly real. This people got this virus, and most unfortunately, you know, so many, such a large number of people actually died as a result of contracting this. So yes, it was a real thing, but it certainly was perpetrated upon the American people in such a way that you were silenced if you asked questions about it. That's not the way our society is supposed to operate. Unfortunately, this was a debacle from start to finish.
Right. Now, Vladimir Putin is making some more threats to seize more territory in Ukraine to block attacks on his border regions. We don't really we don't really know exactly what's going on right now over there, but it appears that Russia claims they destroyed 16 tanks and armored vehicles, the Ukrainian forces. The Ukrainian forces are saying that they had about 12 or 15 or so tractors camouflaged as tanks that was destroyed. The U.S. military yesterday said that they are in the process to rush another 15 or so tanks and armored personnel vehicles over to Ukraine for the losses they suffered. So I don't know what's going on over there right now.
Well, yeah, Vladimir Putin made those comments in an open meeting with military journalists and bloggers, evidently, after all these different claims came out about Ukrainian troops had captured a handful of villages. And Putin is saying that the Ukrainian forces have suffered, quote, catastrophic losses. But, yes, part of this, I think, Captain, to me, smacks of Putin trying to justify what he's doing. Well, I want to block attacks, so therefore I must seize other areas and this kind of thing. I don't think that's really holding water. And unfortunately, the world continues to see exactly what Vladimir Putin is all about, and they want him out of there.
Yes, they do. And here comes the music, so hold on. All right, folks, we'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. It's a Thursday morning, and we're going to have a nice lunch today. Not planned, but a special lunch at Mixon's Groveside Cafe in Bradenton. Come on out and join us. I'll see you there, 11 to 1.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens. Retired New York fire rescue captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
USA News Update. A white Marine veteran has been indicted by a New York grand jury for a deadly subway incident involving a black individual. Daniel Penny, accused of manslaughter, allegedly used a fatal chokehold on Jordan Neely, who had mental health challenges and was reportedly threatening passengers. If elected president, would former Vice President Mike Pence pardon former President Trump? He's not sure.
These are serious charges.
And as I said, I can't defend what's been alleged, but the president does deserve to make his defense.
Appearing on the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton show today, Pence said he will never diminish the importance of defending the nation's secrets. A study from Iowa State University proposes that restricting social media use to 30 minutes per day can yield mental health benefits. 2 weeks of reduced usage among 230 college students resulted in lower levels of anxiety, depression, loneliness, and fear of missing out. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do when it comes to radio advertising. We are your one-stop shop, and no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Captain here. There are three words I want you to keep in mind if you're looking into wound care from diabetes or other problems you might be having with your feet or ankles. Effective, convenient, and caring. I've been going to a lot of doctors, and only Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has helped me. My wound was a tough one, but Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate, best I've ever worked with. They truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care.com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
Now, let me tell you a little story here, folks, and this is about me personally. It might or might not have something to do with you. But Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care were the people that discovered what my problem was, my real problem that damn near killed me. And they started to treat it right away actively. The problem was it was to the point to where it was advanced so far that the fluids had built up in me and were up into my chest approaching my heart, which caused the heart to go into AFib, which caused that to have a, lack of a better word, stoppage. And boom, down I went. Well, that happened twice before they got me on the table and opened me up and did what they had to do. But here's the thing. If you're having problems and something isn't right, take care of it immediately. It's a warning sign, especially chest pains or trouble breathing or the swelling of the legs and the ankles. That's circulation. It's all coming from upstairs, your chest, your heart. I got 2 stents in me right now, feeling pretty good. I've lost 112 pounds, feeling excellent. None of my clothes fit. I got to go. Oh, this is going to be the weekend I'm going to be out buying clothes. I'll tell you that right now. I was going to do it last weekend. I didn't quite feel like it. But I'm going to do it again this weekend. But it's no way to lose weight, but it's a way to find out that there are people that can help you. So if you're anywhere in the country and you've got doubts and you're coming this way, you can do it on your vacation. Stop by Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care. And again, their number, very simple. You can write it down now. 727-896-4615. 727-896-4615. Give them a call. Tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. It could save your life like it did mine. So, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Mr. Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, we just got done talking about the Wuhan lab and the fact that Fauci and company just plain pulled the wool out of our eyes, right?
Right.
And there's some people going, oh, wait a minute, how could that be? Because I did this, I did that. And well, it's because they did. Take my word for it, go do the research. The news stories are out there. Anywhere you want to look, you'll find them. But, go ahead. Mm-hmm. But go ahead.
No, I was going to say, you're right. This, was out there to begin with, but of course, a lot of that was suppressed insofar as that you were not allowed to speak it.
And we did.
Right. Well, of course we did.
We did.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
First Amendment, baby. And all we were doing was reporting news stories, and if they didn't like it, too bad. I had some people that complained about it and some people that tried to take it further, and they were basically told, oh, well, that's what they were told. Now, House Republicans have issued a subpoena for Hunter Biden's bank records while the investigation into the connections with the Russian oligarch continue. That could be interesting.
Well, that's right, because this helps to, continue to create the map of where this money went, presumably, paid to Joe Biden in some way, shape, or form, to his family or to shell companies or to, secret entities or whatever it might be. But they need these bank records in order to continue to follow that. And, of course, there's been a lot of resistance on that. But here's where James Comer, again, Representative James Comer out of Kentucky, Republican, he's issuing another subpoena for bank records now on Hunter's banking stuff having to do with the Russian oligarch.
Now, San Francisco has apparently lost another big, large downtown business as the city's troubles are continuing to mount. What do they lose now?
Well, just recently, Captain, Westfield Shopping Mall there near downtown just basically turned their mall back over to the lenders. They've had enough. Other various large retailers, of course, have pulled out of San Francisco, out of the city. Now Cinemark Holdings Incorporated, which runs the Cinemark movie chain, these, big theaters, so forth, and even now we're going to have The Flash come out. I mean, these are big movies, and they're deciding now that they're going to close the Century San Francisco Center 9 and XD Theater shortly before their lease actually comes due. So what they're doing is they're going to not renew their leases, basically. But they've had enough of San Francisco and the problems there as well, it would appear. And this is no small thing. This is, big stadium theaters.
Can you blame them?
Not at all. Not at all. And what's going to happen, of course, is it's going to be very difficult to get new tenants to come in, invest money, especially when the crime in San Francisco is, out of control. The atmosphere is not conducive to having a business and having people come in to patronize your business. And London Breed, the mayor, she's now making some pretty desperate, feeble attempts to try to put things right. But you know, why get into this position in the first place? Why? To satisfy some very woke notion of what the city should be like? San Francisco's always been such a great city and had a little bit of weirdness that was associated with it. But that was, you know, back in the day, that was almost part of the charm of it, some of it. But now it's just completely out of control and not a great place to do business, we understand.
Now, last hour we talked about Adam Schiff and the vote they had in the House to censure him, and the fact that it was tabled because 20 Republican members of Congress saved his butt, literally, with their votes as the House voted against the bill censuring him for his Trump-Russia ties, which would have cost him as much as $17 million in fines.
Yes, that's exactly right. So you had, I think, Representative Tom Massey out of Kentucky. Fox News is reporting that the 19 other Republicans that went along with this in order to put the kibosh on the Schiff resolution.
So you're telling me that Massey voted against his colleague's choice to censure Schiff and put him quiet and on a shelf? Massey was one of them.
As far as we can tell from this report, yes.
Mm-hmm. But we don't have any other names.
Fox News does give names of 19 other Republicans, including Kelly Armstrong of North Dakota, Lori Chavez de Rimmer of Oregon, Juan Siskomani of Arizona, Tom Cole of Oklahoma, Warren Davidson of Ohio, Brian Fitzpatrick of Pennsylvania, Kay Granger of Texas, Garrett Graves of Louisiana, Thomas Keene of New Jersey, Kevin Kiley of California, Young Kim of California, Michael Lawler of New York, Tom McClintock of California, Marcus Molinaro of New York, Jay Obernolte of California, Michael Simpson of Idaho, Michael Turner of Idaho, David Valadao of California, and Steve Womack of Arkansas.
Okay, you need to copy and paste those names and put them in our chat room for everybody to see and pass them along to their friends and neighbors. These are the people, and I don't give a damn who's running in the district. These are the people we need to get rid of because it needs to be all hands on board when it comes to situations like this with this dirty, rotten scoundrel named Adam Schiff.
Well, Adam Schiff certainly has, I think, when he goes out and he talks and he does stuff, I think he kind of shows everybody, you know, just exactly the kind of guy he is. And so condemnation or not in the House, I think people get a good idea of what he's all about.
Well, I hope so, but that's what your assignment is now, is to copy and paste that, put it in the chat room for the people in there to see and pass along to their friends and neighbors. We're going to get ahead of the curve on this and let the people know who it is that backstabbed us. All right, hold on there, Kyle. Folks, we'll be right back with more here at Captain's America Third Watch as we come roaring back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. Don't go anywhere. It's a Thursday morning, and I'm going to Mixon's for lunch in Bradenton, 11 to 1.
This is Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, Get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the Captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Mississippi in the middle of the
tell you what, if that's not one of the best songs I've ever heard with that guitar just driving the beat and Alana Miles singing that song, then I'll eat my hat. I mean, my God, Kyle, that just gets the blood churning.
Yeah, that's a great, now it's really a classic. I think it goes back to 1989. Yeah, Alana Miles, great record.
Yes, sir, buddy. All right, well, you got some weather out yonder to talk about, so have at it.
All right, folks, our friends in Salt Lake City right now, looks like they're starting to get some of that rain we were talking about last hour coming over I-80 as you come out of Nevada. And now you're going to be seeing that rain starting up by the time that you kind of got halfway from Nevada to Salt Lake City. And from there on in, it's going to be rain. That's also going to go down Interstate 15 down towards Provo. You're going to be out of it if you get down towards Payson. But it's definitely impacting that whole area right now. Also, if you're coming down out of Montana on Interstate on I-90, before you get to the, I guess, the Buffalo Y right there where it turns into in Interstate 25, you're going to be in lots of rain, especially if you continue on out I-90 towards Gillette. You're definitely going to have rain, a little bit of rain heading down Interstate 25 just north of KC, so on your way to Casper. So be aware of that. Also, that rain that was right along the border with Montana, North Dakota, and South Dakota, that's pretty much now all moved over into North Dakota and South Dakota since last hour. We also continue to see, Captain, a couple of frost advisories this up near Klamath Falls and Lakeview in southern Oregon, down towards Alturas in northern California, and then also north of Elko, Nevada, as you go along I-80. So be careful out there.
Well, we got us some gray funk air out there. You folks in Minnesota, you got that smoke, and the ozone layer has just dropped it right upon you. Same thing with this great state of Wisconsin. So side by side, you just got a bunch of crappy air, and it's going to make it a little darker than what it seems in the middle of the day today until that clears up. Coming on down into Texas, south of Dallas and Fort Worth, all the way down through San Antonio, over to Eagle Pass, down into Brownsville, coming back up towards, to include Houston, all the way over to the Louisiana line. You got 100-degree temperatures. But down along the Gulf there, Harlingen and Brownsville, 110 degrees in the shade right now, today. You're going to have some flooding in Louisiana, going to have some flooding in Mississippi, right along the I-10. Going to have some heavy rain and flooding and storms up in Mississippi along I-20 going through Jackson, north-south, about 50-mile stretch. Coming over into Alabama, you're going to have a flood warning, flood watch, just north of Mobile, about 50 miles, and not quite to Montgomery right there at the junction of 85. And that's what rain and flooding is going to take you up to almost Birmingham. I-20 coming across to the central part of Georgia, going to have some rain and some flooding there today, so be advised, heavy rain. Going to be some big thunder boomers coming across the panhandle today like there were yesterday. 100-degree temperatures in South Florida for sure, so keep that in mind. And then I got a little bit of weather along the East Coast, particularly Carolina, up along the Cape, so be advised of that. And other than that, not looking bad. Okay, Kyle, Pilot and Flying J, they got some great deals there. Why do we want to go?
Well, you want to go to the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers because you want to download their My Rewards Plus app, get great offers, save money, earn points, and find out how you can save 10 cents a gallon on every gallon of gas you buy at the Pilot and Flying J. That's pilotflyingj.com, pilotflyingj.com.
All right. We have got some, I won't call it breaking, I'll call it developing news, and I've been telling people all along that this what we were getting sold by Fauci and company wasn't true. We're going to bring Denise Simon into the picture here. The Wuhan lab came to notice front and center yesterday. Good morning, Denise Simon, and what's going on there?
Good morning. Well, here's what's interesting, that more research has found that three people had actually died. They had were working on the gain of function at the Wuhan lab. There are apparently some whistleblowers, if you will. I don't know if China necessarily calls them that, but we also found out that not only was the National Institute of Health funding this, but so was USAID. So I'm waiting for the full report to come out to see, put all the text in the timeline in order here to be able to comment on it further. But yeah, there have been some interesting continued investigations, and what we're finding out is worse than what we already knew.
Okay.
Or what we thought we knew.
Hey, Kyle, you got anything to add?
Well, no, I appreciate very much what Denise is talking about. And, of course, Denise, this, you know, if true, these who they're being called the patients zero at this point, that, again, buffers or buttresses the idea that this wasn't a bat in a wet market. This was something that they were working on. It either got out by accident or got out on purpose. There can't be some other bizarre third option at this point.
Well, you know, it was always this lab. You know, and I think Senator Cotton was the first one out of the gate that said that, and he was being ridiculed. I would then argue that media joined in on the ridicule, so we should be demanding apologies from, you know, the media who, you know, made these false statements when they couldn't even make the statements because they didn't know. They just wanted to ridicule the Republicans, and they were all on the side of Fauci. And so I think when it comes to the National Institute of Health and it comes to USAID, you know, the United States could end up, I mean, while we want to punish certainly Wuhan and China for this, I don't think there'll be any punishment. I think there ought to be some consequence to the National Institute of Health and ID as well.
All right, hold that thought, folks. You're coming right back. Top of the hour news. Stations get a chance to pay some of their bills, identify themselves. We'll be back.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.